You might be a much better parent than I am, it's quite likely. As a parent of four kids, I always feel like I'm drowning, playing catch up. And so it says, of course, a lot about you and your love for your kids that you'd even be here tonight. Thank you. It's difficult being a parent in this day and age. I feel like if there were a parenting book written in the 13th century, you could pick up that parenting book in the 19th century or the 20th century and, you know, you could probably garner a lot of insights. But since the advent of the internet, it feels like so much has changed. And I feel like in many respects, we're kind of like guinea pigs, right? Just trying to figure out what's going on. And in an information age such as our own, it can be kind of overwhelming when you have all these different experts giving you conflicting opinions about all sorts of things. Like, what milk should I give to my kids? All right, analysis paralysis, you know, like, how should I discipline them? How should I send them to school? Which kind of school should I send them to? It can be kind of overwhelming because all these different opinions seem rather plausible. But when it comes to this issue tonight, we only have, as parents, one decision to make, and that should free us a little. Do I want my children being exposed to hardcore pornography at an early age? And if they have already, or when they do, do I want them to continue a steady diet of that hardcore pornography until they're adults? And obviously everyone in here would say, no, I don't want that for my kids. Great. Now we've made that decision, there are some very practical things that you and I can be doing as parents that will bless our kids. And so, among other things, in this talk, I want to share with you five things that we can do today with our kids. And I don't think these are suggestions. I think these are, since we love our kids and we want what is best for them, this is what we should do. Now, let me begin by giving you some 2016 statistics from the largest pornographic website. They just released these recently. In 2016 alone, nearly 92 billion videos were watched over the course of 23 billion visits by many millions of visitors. Collectively, that is 4.6 billion hours of pornography watched in just 1 year on just one website. Now, in order to deliver that amount of content, this particular pornographic site, their servers had to stream 99 gigabytes of data every second. To help put this into perspective, that is enough data to fill 194 million USB sticks. And the porn site hastened to explain that if you were to put those USB sticks end to end, they would span 6,800 miles or the circumference of the moon. Right. Okay, we get it. Pornography is a really big problem. But in my experience, as I travel this country and speak to lots of wonderful Catholic parents, many of us, I think, are doing a good job at sticking our head in the sand. We might not say it explicitly, but we have this sort of feeling that, okay, maybe this is a problem, and I'm sure it is for those people, but not for my good, mass-going, rosary-praying Catholics. And I'm sure, since you're here tonight, you realize that that's just an illusion. This is a problem for all American homes. I want to give you a quotation from the U.S. Justice Department. They said, never before in the history of telecommunications media in the United States has so much indecent and obscene material been so easily accessible by so many minors in so many homes with so few restrictions. I don't think any of us would hear that and think, wow, that's a little over the top, a little bombastic, a little hyperbolic. We're like, no, that really sums it up. That statement was made in 1996. Before Wi-Fi, iPads, and the whole phenomena of sexting. And yet even then we realize this is a problem. I grew up in a very small country town in South Australia. Population about 14, 15,000. But it was surrounded by farmland. The next city you have to drive an hour just to get to it. And so it made it feel all the smaller. So my parents let me and my brother ride our bikes all over town, just be back by night. It was wonderful. Now, I had a cousin in the big city of Adelaide, about 3 hours south. Her name was Sarah. She was around my age. Her parents absolutely did not let her do that. So here's the point, right? The environment in which we raise our children should influence how we raise our children. But since the advent of the internet, just like the US Justice Department said, the dangers of the big city, as it were, have come into our communities and our houses and indeed our children's back pockets. So what someone living in the Bronx or, you know, LA, what these children might be being exposed to is potentially the exact same sort of obscene material that someone being homeschooled in rural Kansas is being exposed to. All of that aside, we have to affirm the goodness, right, that can be done through the internet and these different devices. These devices and the internet is amoral, okay? They can be potentially used for lots of good things. I've got 4 kids, like I said. My parents live in Australia. If it weren't for FaceTime, they would never see their children, or rarely. It adds so much to our life that they can. My son takes the phone, runs off to another room and has a chat with Nana for like an hour and then brings it back when the battery died. We can use iPads and iPhones to look up prayers or homework. So don't hear me say that technology is bad, the internet is evil, iPhones are bad. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is they can be used for great things and they can be used for not so great things. While there's lots of different dangers that one can find online, we want to just focus right now on the issue of pornography. So I want to tell you 5 different things and then we'll go through them one by one. Number one is we need to educate ourselves about the types of porn that's out there, right, and how it impacts us negatively. So in other words, we have to educate ourselves about pornography. Secondly, we have to talk to our kids about pornography. Don't worry, I'll explain. Number three, we have to put protections in place and know where they go online. Number four, we need to speak to other parents. And fifthly, we need to trust in an all-loving God and that there is hope for us. Before we look at this first strategy, I want to say something about how Catholics tend to bury their heads in the sand. I hear 3 ways. The first is something like this. My kids wouldn't do that. And I've thought about that a lot. And I want to say, well, why? Why wouldn't they do that? And maybe as a parent, you might say, well, because they're good kids. Well, of course they're good kids. But are you presupposing that children who look at porn are bad kids? It's not because they're bad that they look at pornography. Maybe the reason they look at pornography is that we have raised them in a pornified culture. That wasn't their fault. We then gave them X-rated movie theaters that they can place in their pocket at a very young age. That wasn't their fault. And then they stumble across pornography, which almost always isn't their fault. And then they want to see more of what they saw, which isn't just normal. It's, in a sense, a sign of a healthy child. And what I mean is this. We have a natural curiosity about sex, about the opposite sex, about adults and the sorts of things they do together. If a child saw this, even though they might be disgusted and horrified, depending on the sorts of porn they saw, if there wasn't some sort of curiosity, that might be strange. So why wouldn't your kids look at pornography? The second thing a parent might say is, but I trust my kids. And my answer to that is, the problem isn't that we trust our kids. The problem might be that we've placed far too much misguided trust in the internet. And the third way I think we, all right, we, not you, I'm saying we because I'm just with you in this together. The third way we bury our head in the sand, I've heard people say, well, no, I've already had that chat. Now, I think there's a couple of problems with this. First, what do you mean I've already had a chat or had the talk? We don't give our kids the math talk and leave it at that. You know, we actually teach them about math or have others teach them about math very regularly. So the idea that something as important and beautiful as sexuality could be confined to one talk, that's not appropriate. Or someone might say, well, I caught my kid looking at porn, I confiscated that stuff for a week, but that's really the only conversation that's taken place. So I think we have two options as Catholic parents, you and me, sitting here today.